Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets is our expert host on the scene, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about Georgia Tech today, the Ramblin' Wreck, the Yellow Jackets, Atlanta's favorite team beside the Bulldogs, of course, right? Second favorite, the stepbrother. And it's going to be fun to watch this team, man. This is a team who we all love. We all want to do a little bit better. We all know the game with them in Georgia each and every year. You know, even a few seasons ago, it was must watch. But this team's got to get a little bit better. I can't wait to talk more about them in a few minutes, man. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. And, of course, we love our GSU as well. That's the Panthers, yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, go Panthers, yep.
Yeah, go Panthers. You know, and, like, thank you for the Panthers for being here. Thank you for the Bulldogs for being here. But today, it's all about those Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. And I'll tell you something, like, you know, we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I spend a lot of time around the city. I see all the great Georgia Tech fans. I am, you know, through campus on occasion, you know, for various events. And I'll tell you, it's a great atmosphere. They have incredible people down there. There's a whole lot of studying going on, and yeah. We are really excited to talk about this team because it's on our home turf. So, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, what do the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets have going on for this season?
Let's talk about this team, man. Last year is just something we don't want to talk about, but we got to a 3-9 season, 2-6 in the ACC. That obviously ain't much to talk about there, right? Just not a good year all in all. But moving into 22, we're hoping for a better season, right, for this team. And it feels like forever ago, Jeremiah, that this team was fighting for ACC championships back in 2012, 2014. It feels like a century ago. But you're coming here, right, just not the best when it comes to, you know, the head coach with Jeff Collins. Hasn't had the smoothest run, we'll say, throughout his tenure. End of the year last year on probably the roughest note I can think of for any team in terms of a loss. You lost to both teams, Notre Dame and Georgia, by a combined score of Georgia Tech 0 and both those teams 100. So it's a rough year last year. There ain't no sugarcoat it. It was rough. And Collins is trying to change this system. We all know that Tech has been known for their option play, their triple options, and Collins is trying to change to a more balanced approach now, a more pro-style quarterback approach, and it's just it just hasn't worked out quite yet. And I mean, Collins is a good coach. That's the thing. He took Temple, right, who was a team who wasn't really well known for football either, to 2 straight bowl games and also 15 wins in 2 seasons before he came over to Georgia Tech. But man, this team really needs a break. They need a breakout year, and they had some changes in the coaching staff. You know, obviously they changed a lot of guys out. They got some help in the transfer portal, but we're still 4 years into this Jeff Collins era and going on year 5, and it still hasn't produced the winning season that the fans, that the team has suspected. So let's talk about this option, right? This team is on offense. Last year, the offense was 93rd in the nation, averaged only 24 points a game, and just could not get the chains moving, right? Couldn't get first downs, struggled there. But they do have a lot of young talent. You have Chip Long, offense coordinator. He's going to have to produce big for this team, picking out which plays and which plays to go for, what players to get in there. You do have a good quarterback, though. Jeff Sims, as your quarterback, is a gamer. He can run. He's got 2 years of experience, and he's shown some flashes to break out potentially. I've watched this guy. He's got good potential. He's just got to get it more more balanced each and every single week as an all-around playmaker. As long as you can keep the interceptions down, I think he is a good quarterback. Behind him, you have Zach Gibson, who's probably going to be the number two option. Looking at the receiver, right, Malachi Carter, pro prospect, and he needs to be used a lot more, I think. Led the team last year with 37 catches for a little bit shy of 500 yards and only two touchdowns. You got to get him more involved, I think. You have Kalani Norris as well, a good deep threat. He had 17 yards per catch last season. So he is there on eight touchdowns, so he's looking good too. And I think that this team, right, the offensive front, the O-line's got to replace three stars. That's going to be big. But you do have some help on the way for this team. Like I said, they gave up a lot of big plays, but they did have a good running game, a decent running game, right? 169 yards per game. You got to hope you can get that up a little bit more. You got Pierce Quick coming over from Alabama. Paul Tichot is a guard option from Clemson. You have RJ Adams from Kentucky and Corey Robinson from Kansas. So you have some good transfers, like I mentioned, coming over to help out your offensive line immediately. Let's see how those guys can click their first season together. And also, they got to have – you have those guys to help block for your running back core. Like I said, you lost Jahmyr Gibbs. He went to Alabama. So congrats to him, right? He's going to a great school with Coach Saban. But you also, you have Jordan Mason. He's out. You have Dante Smith, though. He's going to be the guy to look out for. And he averaged 5.6 yards a carry. You also have a Louisville transfer. Hassan Hall is going to be coming in to be a factor as well. And also you have Dylan McDuffie from Buffalo. So you got to figure out this running game, too, since you've lost some guys like Mason and Gibbs. So we'll see what they can do. On to the defense, right? Like I said, we all talk about the offense because that's been the biggest change the last few seasons. But, man, this defense, it didn't do a whole lot. Like I mentioned, the point total, which I'm not going to repeat, against Notre Dame and Georgia. They were 11th in the ACC in terms of their team. They couldn't really hold up against the run. They couldn't do much against the pass. In fact, Jeremiah, I hate to say it, they were dead last in the NCAA, in America, in terms of pass efficiency on defense. They were giving up everything. So, obviously, key number one, you got to improve that, I would say. But you did lose some guys, unfortunately. You lost Quez Jackson. You also lost Janua Thomas as well, both those guys in the NFL. And you also lost Jordan Dominick to Arkansas and Jared Ivey. Both those guys went, they left. Ivey went to Ole Miss and Dominick, like I said, went to Arkansas. So there's some rebuilding to do on this defense, which is already not that great. So what do they have to work with, right? Who is going to help out? Who's going to be the star on this team? Well, you have Ayondi Ely, who's a good tackle as a senior. He's going to be in the linebacking core. You also have Charlie Thomas is coming back after he led the team with 10 tackles for loss last year. They've got to be the core nucleus of this team to get things rolling. Also on the D-line, right, you got to hope that Old Dominion guy coming over, Keon White, who's coming on over, he's a star pass rusher over there. He can bring some of that talent, lay the wood on the quarterback, as our guy Vince Turner says, and he's going to blow up some guys in the backfield. Like I said, he was hurt a little bit last year, had an ankle injury, so best of luck for a healthy 22 season. And also your secondary, right? You have guys Eric Reed coming over from Auburn and Kenny Bennett from Maryland. You also have Notre Dame transfer Derek Allen and Michigan corner Miles Sims. Both all those guys, transfers, right, coming over to help this team in a quick and fast way for the secondary and corners and safeties. I think they'll improve on that, but I'm still not sold on the offensive line, on the defensive line. They got to get some more sacks. And the keys to this team, right, for offense, like I said one more time, you got to move the chains. They were below 40% on third down conversions last year. And like I said, under 36% in seven of the last 10 games they played. So that ain't going to get it done. As for the defense, you got to get the ball. You got to get some turnovers going. If your offense is struggling, help them out on defense. Get some turnovers. Get some sacks. Get some strip sacks. Get some interceptions. Whatever it may be. And like I said, I'm expecting Jeff Sims in particular to have another good season as the quarterback. As long as he can step up and take his turnover ratio down a little bit, I think he's going to help out. And looking at this team, look at this schedule they're playing. Let's get into it. Week one ain't going to be easy, Jeremiah, because week one is against the Clemson Tigers. That's going to be rough to start off a year. Up next, you got Western Carolina Catamounts. Shout out to them. You have the Ole Miss Rebels, the UCF Knights, the Pitt Panthers, right? The Duke Blue Devils. Then you finally get a week off to go relax, go enjoy some nice food at the Varsity right down the street from where Bobby Dodd Stadium's at. Then you've got a tough task with Virginia. Go FSU, the Noles. Shout out Bobby Butler with the Seminoles on October 29th, right before Halloween. You got the Virginia Tech Hokies, the U Miami Hurricanes, North Carolina Tar Heels, and just a great way to end off the season, you got the Georgia Bulldogs. We all know that rivalry. So I'm expecting not a great season yet again. I think they can improve from last year. Like I said, they went 3-9. I'll give them up to 5 wins this year. I think they can improve a little bit, but I just haven't seen it enough, man. I think this team needs, I don't know if it's a new head coach. I don't know if it's just recruiting better, but I need to see this team back in contention, Jeremiah, because it's fun to watch all of our Georgia teams succeed. You know, like I said, Georgia Southerns, Georgia States, my school, West Georgia, right? Georgia Tech, Georgia. We all want all of them to be great. And Georgia Tech has just been in a rut for a few seasons, and we hope that 2022 is the first step in getting out of it. So best of luck to this team, this program, and this school this upcoming 2022 season. We believe in you. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
We believe in you, and we will be here. I'll tell you, I will commit to this season doing my best to make it to a home game, and I will root for everybody that's just down the street from my house. It's not that far. I would love to see this football team live. I've not got to see a Georgia Tech game in person, and that's something that maybe I'll try to do this season. We are here for you. I love Georgia Tech. I love the campus. I'm down there all the time, you know, like we were talking about in the beginning. And it's a great place. We're broadcasting live from Atlanta, so we're sending them as much heart as we can. We'd love to see you have a great season. And if there's anything that we can do to help, let us know. We're very local, so you could come on the show. Any of the players, coaches, fans want to come on the show and talk about the team, let us know. Drop us a line in the comments. Drop us a line over on our podcast, which we definitely encourage you to come listen to. And you can let us know exactly that you love Georgia Tech and that you'd love to come on the show, or that there's something specific about the season you'd love us to cover. So just let us know either over on Spotify, over on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And of course, you can hit us up on the links below, via Instagram, over on our LinkedIn, on our Facebook, or over on our podcast forums. So we love to hear from you, and we love to hear from you about the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that great preview of Georgia Tech. And I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.